my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. In the famous words of Yogi Berra, the stage should move all over again. In today's story, Luke repeats the story that we heard 2 Sundays ago from the Gospel of Mark. It's probably not the most comforting scripture that we could have read for the first Sunday in Advent, when we are all caught up in the preparations of Christmas and the celebration of Christ's birth of the Christ child. While the rest of the world is decked out in red and green, holly and poinsettias, decorations and presents and parties, we have changed our liturgical colors to somber purple, our hymns to sober melodies and stern admonitions. Let all mortal flesh keep silence, and with fear and trembling stand, feels far removed from the joy to the world. We are finding time to slow down and reflect. It does seem that we are not in step with the Christmas season, as practiced by the commercial community. But Advent, in the church year, is a period of time for waiting and reflection. It is a time of preparation. The season of Advent came into being toward the middle of the 6th century. At first, the Advent season was determined as the 6 Sundays leading up to Christmas. Then, this was reduced to 4 Sundays by Pope Gregory the Great. Before the 7th century, Christmas was a secondary feast. But as it came to take on more and more importance, so the season of the Advent evolved into a similar manner. Advent became more solemn, and its orientation changed. From just being a time to prepare for Christmas, it became a time to look to the glorious return of our Lord. And now the Sundays of Advent reflect this double perspective of waiting for the second coming of Jesus and the immediate preparation for the Feast of Christmas. In our Gospel lesson this morning, Jesus is reminding us that his kingdom is coming into this world. He says, "And there will be signs in the sun, moon, and the stars, and upon the earth the stress of nations in perplexity, as the roaring of the sea and the waves, men fainting with fear and foreboding of what is coming on the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken." But then he adds, "And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory." Jesus is coming again. We say it in church most Sundays, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. He is coming back again. We are not to fear these signs in the heavens and on the earth, because we know that our redemption is drawing near. As Christians, we should all want Christ to come. We should be living in Advent time 365 days a year, waiting and preparing for the return of Christ. Our lives should be characterized by each of us as living as one prepared to meet Christ every day. We know that the days of our redemption have already dawned with the coming of Jesus. But because our own transformation is always ongoing, we move yearly through the liturgical celebration of the mystery of our salvation. While Advent is set aside to commemorate Jesus' coming in the flesh, as well as his final coming in glory, it is also a time for us to open up ourselves to the Lord's coming into our lives and into our world today. We, as Christians, are not called to dwell on the coming of Christ. We are not to speculate on when he will come. We live each day in the knowledge that this day might be our last. We live, laugh, and love. We fully enjoy the gift that each day provides. We are able to do this because of what Jesus has done on the cross. He has forgiven us and freed us. He has empowered us for mission, and he has assured us of his constant presence. Are we living our lives as one prepared for the coming of Christ, or are we conforming to the culture? This is a story called The Call of the Barnyard. A flock of wild ducks were flying in formation and heading south for the winter. They formed a beautiful V in the sky and were admired by everyone who saw them from below. One day, Wally, one of the wild ducks in the formation, spotted something on the ground that caught his eye. It was was a barnyard with a flock of tame ducks who were living on a farm. They were waddling around on the ground, quacking merrily, and eating corn that was thrown on the ground for them every day. Wally liked what he saw. It sure would be nice to have some of that corn, he thought to himself. And all this flying is very tiring. I'd like to just waddle around for a while. So after thinking it over a while, Wally left the formation of wild ducks, made a sharp dive to the left, and headed for the barnyard. He landed among the tame ducks and began to waddle around and quack merrily. He also started eating corn. The formation of wild ducks continued their journey south, but Wally didn't care. I'll rejoin them when they come back this way in a few months, he said to himself. Several months went by, and sure enough, Wally looked up and spotted the flock of wild ducks in formation heading north. They looked beautiful up there, and Wally was tired of the barnyard. It was muddy, and everywhere he waddled, nothing but ducky doo. It's time to leave, said Wally. So Wally flapped his wings furiously and tried to get airborne. But he had gained some weight from all his corn eating, and he hadn't exercised his wings much either. He finally got off the ground, but he was flying too low and slammed into the side of the barn. He fell to the ground with a thud and said to himself, oh, well, I'll just wait until they fly south in a few months. Then I'll rejoin them and I'll become a wild duck again. But when the flock flew overhead once more, Wally again tried to lift himself out of the barnyard. He simply didn't have the strength. Every winter, every spring, he saw his wild ducks friends flying overhead. And they would call out to him, but his attempts to leave were all in vain. Eventually, Wally no longer paid any attention to the wild ducks flying overhead. He hardly even noticed them. He had, after all, become a barnyard duck. Sometimes we get tired of being wild ducks, followers of Jesus. It's not always easy to be obedient to God and to discipline ourselves to hang in there for the long haul. When we are feeling that way, that's when Satan tempts us to fall out of formation and join the barnyard ducks of the world. But see what happened to Wally. He thought he would just check it out for a while, and then he'd leave when he wanted to. But he couldn't do it. He just wasn't prepared for rejoining his flock. Sin is like that. Sin is a trap, and it has a way of changing us into people we don't even want to become. Eventually, we lose touch with who we really are, the sons and daughters of the Most High, and we become barnyard ducks. We are only promised today, the constant now. Yesterday is past and the future is uncertain. Don't put off knowing Jesus. Put your trust in him. Get to know him. The psalmist said, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Then we will be alert and ready to greet the Lord wherever and however he may come to us. And be sure that he will come. That, for the people of God, is cause for hope and rejoicing. So be ready all the time.